everybody. This is Diana Stinn.
Jill Mann.
And we would like to introduce our very special guest today, Miss Karen Jackson.
Hi.
She's very talkative this morning. Alrighty. Well, today we're going to jump right in. We have a bunch of different things to cover. So our first little feature is called Wing Feathers. And right off the bat, we'd like to talk about one of the initiatives that Karen headed up for the school this time around. And it was our Purdy's Chocolate Order. So Karen, tell us a little bit about how that went.
Well, the Purdy's Order was very successful this year. We placed an order for $1,800 worth of chocolates.
Really? And I understand that there was one family that almost single-handedly made the whole thing possible for us.
Almost $800 worth of chocolates from the Corsair Design.
Yeah, the Corsair Design and Control Systems. One of the kinder parents and grandparents took it to their office, and voila! Chocolates, lots of them. So thank you very much for everybody who participated in that fundraiser. Thank you. Phenomenal response.
And thank you, Karen, for sorting and getting it all organized.
I have to thank my helpers. They did a great job.
Okay. Now, the next little feature on here, we had talked about at our staff meeting on November the 9th, we had done a little bit of brainstorming to come up with a bunch of things that we could do around here. Karen had found us an excellent video, and it was called...
Johnny the
Bag Boy. So look it up on YouTube. Excellent and inspiring little video. So we decided that we could be bag boys, too. Let me preface that a bit. So basically what had happened was in the video, the Johnny, who is the bag boy, decided that he could do something nice for the grocery store's clients. And every day he put out a saying in the grocery bags that he printed out every night. And people would come for miles around and line up for hours to be at his till to be able to receive Johnny's saying of the day. So a very nice thing. Mm-hmm. So we brainstormed and came up with a bunch of things. Karen has been putting out an amazing inspirational saying on our front bulletin board there once a week.
Yep.
We have handed out flowers to people who have shown up here at the school. We handed out Heritage Park passes. We have done hot dog days for our teens. We've brought in baked goodies and shared that with people. And then next week coming up, don't tell anybody, but we're going to be handing out these cute little poinsettia pins that Jill, Karen, and I are wearing right now. Jill's actually wearing hers on her nose. Fortunately, this is an audio cast.
Megan already took my picture with it.
All right, Jill, what's our next segment?
Nest news. We have some new comfy chairs in the library. They were $99 at Home Depot. We'd love some more, so if we could have a sponsor, that would be swimming.
That would be swimming. We just remind everybody, please, to make sure that you're keeping the library clean. Please clean up after your children. It's a little bit disheartening at the end of the day when we go to lock up and find food stuff everywhere. The other thing that we've got going here is we are in the process of creating a special needs box. So this is going to be something that the learning coaches will be able to hand out to you parents, any children that have special needs of any sort. Alberta Education has put together fantastic little cards that have a little description of the syndrome, learning disability.
Yeah.
And then it details the strategies that you can use at home to help your child learn better. So look for that in the new year.
Yeah, they looked pretty good. I like them.
Okay, great. So what's the next segment, Jill?
What's the next? What's hatching? I'm very excited about the first one.
Okay, so what's the first one there?
Medieval feast.
Yay!
We get to eat.
We do. So on December the 15th, that Saturday at noon, we'll be holding our second feast of the year, which is medieval. So I understand that Zara is going to be our queen. And we're going to see her in a dress for the very first time.
Wow. Oh, I'm taking pictures.
Hopefully she's not listening to this. anyway, so we're looking forward to being able to knight a whole bunch of people. People have been nominating their children and such for that prestigious award. Mm-hmm. We're going to have some fantastic food. We were shopping today. Sandy and I went to Costco and bought literally a carload full of food. So that is going to be fantastic. And then we're going to have some great games and activities for the kids.
It should be a lot of fun. I've been kind of eavesdropping a little bit on some of the planners, and it sounds like it's going to be a good time.
Excellent. Well, the other thing that is sort of our last two events of the year is our Christmas party.
For the kids.
Yes.
Yeah.
For the kids.
Well, okay, actually, that's true.
Well, I like to sit on Santa's knee.
I have big plans. I have big plans.
Karen will be there with her trendy camera.
I will.
Oh, good. I was hoping she was going to take the pictures. I need my traditional picture of my son.
That's it. So please make sure, if you're interested, that you register at the front desk for these events. There is still room left. Kids also get a little grab bag that Santa gives them to take home. And it includes a Scholastic book, a stuffy type item, pencils, erasers.
Orange.
Yeah.
General little fun goodies.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're always a hit.
Absolutely. Okay, so then, of course, the teens are having a potluck, and it is a non-Christmas event. It is just a teen potluck. So for all you teenagers, bring your pots. Well, maybe put something in it. So some food or something like that. Just giving me the hairy eyeball look. Well, we could edit. Anyways, so teenagers, if you're interested, the teen potluck is on December 21st at 11 o'clock. Okay, speaking of editing, Jill, myself, Karen, I think you've contributed a couple of posts to the website.
Not yet.
Chicken. Not yet. Well, we have reached, I believe it was 68 posts I've done. Yeah. And Jill, I think you've done about 8 or somewhere in there.
Yeah, somewhere in there. I'm not as enthusiastic as you.
But we've reached over 15,000 people since we started our new website. And we launched that basically at the end of June of this year. And our best day, we reached 313 people on one day.
It was a pretty exciting day.
Yeah. And, you know, I have to say, it doesn't sound like huge numbers, but considering that we're such a niche market, it really is. Now she's making fun of me.
It's a niche market.
Niche market. There we go. Well, it's niche.
It is a niche.
Okay. Anyways, please, if you're interested in contributing to our blog, we would be delighted to have some guest writers. Okay, so Karen, our next little segment is called A Glance Back Through the Tail Feathers. What do you see when you look back there?
The MS Readathon.
Tell us about that. So how did it go?
We had a small
turnout.
Turnout, that's the word I was looking for. But the kids read for 4,600 minutes and earned $505 for the MS Society.
Great. And our kids also got some prizes and stuff like that too, yeah. Right? So worked out pretty good. I think everybody benefited.
Yeah.
I saw their little goodie bags. It looked, you know, their little, it looked kind of exciting.
Those pens were interesting. I wouldn't mind one of those.
Well, you too could probably, you know, sign up for the MS Readathon next year. So thanks very much, Karen, for heading up a couple of these projects. Some have benefited the school, but some have also benefited other organizations. And just on behalf of everybody, I'd like to thank you for doing that. I know it's a lot of extra work, but it's very much appreciated. So thank you. Okay, so while you're here, Karen, how about we talk about one of the Scholastic items in there? Karen also does our Scholastic orders.
She does it all around here, I'm telling you. She paints, she hammers, she nails.
She teaches, she tap dances. I mean,
well, I draw the line there.
Yeah. But she makes others do that in gym.
There you go. Okay, so what'd you pick out for us today, Karen?
battery science out of the
click. I remember that.
Scholastic flyer.
Absolutely. I have to say, Megan and I over the years have ordered $30 worth of books every month from the Scholastic flyer since she was two. Think I've bought a few books over the years?
A few.
I think as homeschoolers, we do have that habit.
Well, are you finding now that you flip through them looking for something you don't already have? Because, I mean, I have this.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really, unless it's a new product, I got it.
Totally. Okay, so what did you think about the battery science thing? Good, a good egg or a bad egg?
Excellent egg. We had lots of fun with that and could take things apart, redo them again. My son especially, I've been through both my daughter and my son. And in fact, I think he even used it, I've got to dig back. Was it grade 9 they did electricity again and batteries? Mm-hmm. And he did a project with that again. So mm-hmm. They just keep giving.
Well, I think in this particular case, the spiral-bound book, so I think it's hard-covered and stuff, along with the supplies, mm-hmm. is $20.
I know.
And what I like about these kinds of activity kits, it's nice when all the parts are included.
And they are.
Yeah, because otherwise, you have to dig around for a battery. You have to mm-hmm. dig around for a connector. This, yeah, all kinds of things. And, you know, then nobody really actually wants to do the experiment because you've lost interest at that point in time.
Well, I know I have, but...
Yeah. All righty. So, our next little segment is called Beak Off, and this is where we address complaints from people, whether it's the staff or whether it's parents. So, we had a parent who recently had a complaint about their teenager taking a class for which they were not registered, so they dropped in. And the parent was upset because we charged for the drop-in.
But the child showed up, and these are a teenager being left to their own devices, and the parent needs to talk to the teen then. Don't drop into any classes. You're done.
So just please remember, we trust that teenagers, if you've left them here unsupervised, that they're able to make decisions. And if they show up and take a class,
you'll find it on your bill.
Okay, so out of the ashes here, we have revitalized and are resurrecting sort of an old format to our program guide.
Mm-hmm.
So our upcoming theme is ancient Greece, and Jill has been painting,
mm-hmm.
we have building been temples.
Painting. We've got columns, we'll have temples, we'll have cute little groves for our kindergartners, and... Oh, my goodness, we've got a giant Kronos who's, you know, going to be taking over the back wall. And
cool. Sounds fantastic. When you look at your new program guide, you're going to see there's some changes. So what we've done is we've listed everything by subject because we've had some parents who haven't been able to decipher from our funky titles what the class is about. So we've tried to make it easier by putting the subject first. So you'll see the subject and the time, and then next... period is based on 5 weeks. So there's 5 weeks. You'll see the date of each class, and then you'll see the lesson titles. And some of the lesson titles, I gotta say, are pretty funky. After all, who knew half man, half horse is a class about fractions?
Woo!
Yeah, I know. Sounds cool, eh?
I'm glad it's not about butchering.
You'll also see that the classes are basically an hour and 15 minutes. So there are now 4 classes in a day rather than just a morning class and an afternoon. So please have a look at the program guide and see how it's laid out. We think you will really enjoy a lot of the topics.
I am excited for the novel study.
Yeah, it's the Stickman Odyssey. I have to say, there is a little page on page 15 that details exactly what the books are about. But like I said, I think they're going to be fun. Really, really fun.
I'm excited. I may read it myself just because it looks good.
Absolutely. And I'm looking forward to stuff like King Midas and the Golden Touch, learning about the Trojan Horse. I think Lighthouse Lengths. It's a math class. They're going to be measuring lighthouses.
Mm.
Fun, eh? Yeah. Staying cool in Hades.
Awesome.
Oh, definitely good.
Hoping that's about Slurpees, but okay. I doubt it.
So those are some of the things that are coming up in our new program guide.
Well, Greek mythology is a lot of fun, so hopefully the kids are going to be there.
Okay, this little podcast is getting a little bit on our long side, so we're going to move right to our very last feature, which is...
Laying an egg!
Yeah. So this little segment is just talking about a learning activity that you can do with your family over the upcoming break to celebrate diversity and respect.
There are many opportunities, and, you know, everybody celebrates or doesn't celebrate in different ways.
Absolutely. So, hey, Karen, tell us a little bit about a couple of the things we've done at the school to celebrate Hanukkah, Ramadan, Kwanzaa, Diwali, Christmas, non-Christmas, those kinds of things.
Well, we did some snowflake crafts. We've done lots and lots of cooking classes.
Do you remember the year that we did all that stuff about Diwali? It's the Hindu celebration of light. And do you remember the kids made those cute little pinch pots?
Oh, yeah. That was very cute. Sorry.
And one of our grandparents that was Hindu brought in a whole bunch of Indian sweets. Very bad.
You know, it was great. She brought several beautiful outfits, and the kids got to try some on and different things. It was really wonderful.
It really was. Okay, so a couple of other things that we have coming up. If you don't celebrate Christmas, you might still want to check out our little cardinal craft.
Yep, that's going to be very, very cute. I was admiring that.
Yes, Mrs. Gilbert takes red, is it Chanel? Is
Chenille.
That the Chenille? Gee, I'm really off today on my pronunciation of everything.
That's okay.
Anyways, and it gets twirled around and around, and it makes the body of the little bird.
Oh, is that how she did it? I saw the little picture. I was like, I thought maybe she'd sewn it or something. I don't know. They're very cute.
They are very cute. So if you're interested, that's December 19th, and you can register for that at the front desk. And then last but not least, Miss Amy, our preschool teacher, is doing terrariums. All the supplies are right behind you there, Karen.
Yeah, it's kind of like a jungle in here.
Yep. So there's all kinds of little plants, bowls, rocks, and they're going to be making terrariums. She saw them at a craft sale and was blown away by how expensive they are, but figured they were cute and simple and that our kids could make some of their own terrariums. And what a special and wonderful gift it would be to give to someone, or a fantastic way to learn about plants.
I think a cardinal would look very cute perched on the edge of the terrarium.
There you go.
I think.
Okay, well, to close, our final flap is just to wish you the best of the season, however it is that you choose to celebrate. So from our nest to your nest, Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Happy New Year.
Enjoy your break.
Exactly. Happy learning to all of you.